For those of you who are taking thesis seminar, three different ways I'll be assessing your literature reviews. I'm Benjamin Stewart at BenjaminLStewart.org. So today is March 21st, 2021, and I have now completed reviewing all of the literature reviews. And if for some reason you didn't receive my feedback, please make sure that you're reaching out to me. Send me a message and I will send the files to you. You should receive two files, one in the form of a PDF file, which is basically your Word document with comments that relate to your literature review. And also you should receive a second file in the form of a video, which shows writing issues as detected by Grammarly. So I want to talk about essentially three different ways or three types of feedback or three different ways that I'll be assessing your literature review. The first, as I've already mentioned, the comments listed in Word. So the comments in Word are by far the most important forms of feedback. Often I will include a link with the comment that I'm leaving in Word, where I suggest you visit different pages in Notion. So some of the most common pages that you'll be viewing probably will be the literature review guide, the meal plan, the page dedicated or explaining the introduction paragraph. We have another page on the transitional paragraph, which is the last paragraph of your literature review. And there's a page on APA, so all things APA. Specifically, there is a Sway presentation, and at the end, if you go to chapter 10, within that presentation, you'll see some examples of some of the common references. We also have a page on a thesis statement. In some cases, it might be worth taking a look at that document as well. Usually, I will post a comment once, expecting that you then search for any reoccurring instances of that same error throughout the rest of your text. A good practice is to find one case where I have suggested a change, and let's say, for example, it's based on certain words to avoid. You can then find additional words to avoid from that page called Literature Review Guide, and then locate perhaps other instances where maybe changes to your text might be necessary, even though they might not be detected, or maybe there's no comment on those words. Okay, so basically the idea is to take a look at most, if not all, of the words to try to avoid, and simply take each one of those words one by one, and do a search and view and look through the entire text for each one of those cases. Now, the second way that I'll be evaluating your literature review is through Grammarly. Now, Grammarly is a mixed bag. On one hand, it does a decent job detecting some of the obvious writing issues, such as subject-verb agreement, passive voice, punctuation errors, etc. On the other hand, simply relying on all of the suggested changes would be a grave mistake when writing an academic essay. And really, it could actually worsen the final draft. Also, there are cases where I leave comments in Word that relate to structural or organizational changes and would require first a rewrite before really applying any of the issues that were detected by Grammarly. Consider the following three scenarios to determine which would best apply to your case. Scenario number one. You receive a Grammarly check of your text along with any comments in Word, and you determine there are sections that need to be reorganized. You take into consideration the issues detected by Grammarly when you restructure first and or reorganize before rewriting your text and looking specifically again at those same issues perhaps that were detected originally in Grammarly. Scenario number two, you receive a Grammarly check of your text along with my comments in Word, and you determine that the organization is fine, but changes to the mechanics are necessary. You check one by one each issue detected by Grammarly and determine if a change is needed, first taking into consideration the comments that were left in Word. So the comments in Word take precedent over anything related to Grammarly. There might be some changes or some issues that are detected by Grammarly that need to be overlooked, that need to be ignored, or maybe need to be changed in a different way based on the comments that I left in Word. So again, first, take into consideration the comments that I left in Microsoft Word. Scenario number three, you do not receive a Grammarly check of your text, which is more than likely because there were enough changes related to organization that perhaps Grammarly check would be of little use. So in those cases, you might just receive my comments. So regardless of the three scenarios, if anyone wants me to run a Grammarly check, when you think that you're ready for maybe another check to review your text, then feel free to request it. And I'll be happy to send you a video again with your Grammarly check. But again, it depends a lot on where you are in the writing process. And again, make sure that the organization is such that for the most part, those structural changes are not necessary. Now, the third way I'll be assessing the literature reviews is through a grade. Each one of you will receive a PDF of your Word document assignment submission with my comments along the right-hand side of the text. The name of the PDF file will be your name with an underscore and a number, for example, 80. 80 will indicate 80% or 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. 90 indicates a 90% or 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. So take a look at the comments in Word, take a look at the Grammarly check, and also obviously take a look at your grade. And the grades are provisional in that I'm expecting everyone to continue to make changes until the final draft due May 21st, 2021. So I'm expecting changes to be made, improvements to the text. I'm expecting that everyone will be asking questions. If you're not sure about any of the content that I share in Notion, any of the feedback that I'm providing in Microsoft Word, any of the issues detected by Grammarly, if you're questioning or not sure about plagiarism or your grade overall, then reach out to me. Right now's the time, as we are working now in Unit 2. We're focusing now on data collection, but I will take questions if you're not sure about any of the feedback. We can certainly talk about that outside of our tutoring sessions. I'm Benjamin Stewart at BenjaminLStewart.org.